The Sun on Earth, Season 1, Episode 1, Avon, written by Sarkis M. Jones.
It was once thought the Sun is a portal to another dimension. Since the discovery of celestial representatives on Earth, human vessels for cosmic consciousness, contemporary thought dictates that was just the beginning.
Fade in. Interior. Tennessee State Penitentiary Hall. Day. A brutal fight between Levante Carter, 19, and inmate Barker, 32, is in progress. The echoes of loud talking and occasional yells fill the ambience. Alone in the hall, the two men scuffle across the solid concrete floor, slamming each other into the cold brick walls. Inmate Barker manages to put Levante on his back. He brandishes a shank, holding it to his neck.
Where you say my cigarette's at?
I can't understand what the fuck you saying. I don't speak bitch.
Fuck you, nigga.
Fuck you, bitch.
Levante spits in his eye. Infuriated, Barker pushes down harder on the shank, drawing blood from Levante's neck. Levante suddenly shifts his body and releases his resistance. A subsequent swift elbow knocks Barker onto his side. In an instant, Levante is back on his feet.
Yo, diesel ass about to get stumped out by a nigga half your size. Damn. All that work and you still a bitch.
But Barker slashes at Levante's legs, raising his ankle. Barker rises to his feet.
Boys always got the biggest mouth.
And we always got the biggest dicks too.
The two men square up. Barker is distracted for just a split moment. Levante unleashes a hurricane of punches and make quick and easy work of Barker as he bounces his head off the brick wall. Down he goes. Levante delivers his final message with a few devastating kicks to the gut.
Yo, when you get to hell, nigga, tell them the Vaughn sent you.
Levante dashes off.
You are listening to a simulated recreation of historical events labeled The Vaughn, filed under The Sun versus the Moon. I'm Kronos, an interdimensional autonomous artificial intelligence and database conceived in this historic year. For the duration, I will be everything that you hear. We begin reconstruction of the universe at the center of the Milky Way galaxy. Levante Carter, the Sun on Earth.
Cut to exterior, the recreation yard, moments later. Overcrowded with inmates of various ages, the recreation yard contains few areas of activity and congregation. A basketball court, weightlifting area, and aluminum bleachers. Terrence, 25, is leaning against a post, speaking with a fellow inmate. The inmate walks away. Levante's demeanor is inconspicuous as he quickly walks up.
Oh shit.
To Terrence.
I thought you was gone already.
That nigga Parker tried to stick me in the hallway.
Damn, what you do?
I laid his goofy ass out. Nigga, what the fuck you think?
Anybody see?
Might not. A hammer showed up when I was stumping his dumb ass. He was far off though, and we was under that busted ass light being
fixed. Shit. But I hope not. You know they're gonna try to put more time on you because white master gotta make that black slave money.
I know. Why I seem like every nigga up in here trying to fuck with me on some dumb shit on the day I'm supposed to get out.
CO 130s enters the yard.
Hammer.
Let me know if that nigga, damn.
Carter. Levante turns around.
Yeah, what's up?
Come on, you're out of here.
Fuck.
Best day of my life. You're discharged? I ain't got to see your shit face no more.
Levante turns back. To Terrence.
You're about to shit your pants, shit face.
Whatever, nigga. Hey, Barker probably ain't gonna come back for a minute. Tripped, Bumped his head, broke a rib. All right, man. When you get out, come to Memphis. You know who to ask for.
LaVon.
Levante exits with the CO. Cut to interior, Tennessee State Penitentiary. Hall, day, in slightly undersized clothing. Levante follows an officer, 30s, down a long hallway. Levante holds a large envelope in which he removes a cell phone. It is not working.
Damn, I forgot about that raggedy ass shit.
Finally, they reach a fenced-in area outside. Cut to exterior, Tennessee State Penitentiary. Day. They arrive at a gate in the fence. The officer opens the gate, letting Levante through.
See you next week.
Oh, hell no. I ain't your boyfriend. Nigga, you got me completely fucked up.
Unfazed, the officer closes the gate. Levante pauses. He takes a breath and squints at the sun. Levante surveys his surroundings.
There she is.
Yvette, 38, is asleep at the wheel of her car in the parking lot. Levante taps on the window with a smile on his face. Unlocking the door, he hops in. The passenger seat, and she showers him with kisses.
Allow me to provide more context. My aunt Eve.
When her sister decided she didn't want to be a mother anymore, Eve took me in and my little brother.
Let me look at you. You're so skinny. They didn't feed you nothing in the last 5 years?
Oh, they fed me rotten shit. I got a $60,000 bill to prove it.
Are you coming back for more?
Never.
Well, all right then. Let's get some real food in you, shall we?
She starts the car. Zop to interior. Yvette's house. Kitchen. Later. Yvette's home is comfortable. Some things need repair. But it is home. When they walk in, Malik, 15, greets them at the door.
What's up, Fonte?
Malik embraces him.
Malik, on Eve's son, used to follow me around everywhere I went. I can do shit. Little nigga got on my last nerve. What up, little nigga? Damn, you done got tall.
Almost as tall as you. I can beat you in a race now.
Bet I can still beat your ass in a fight. Don't let your size get you in trouble. Where my brother at?
What? He was right here. Yo, Mike? Mike?
Don't worry about it. I'll go find him.
Cut to interior outside boy's room. Moments later. As Levante steps up to the door, he hears two voices, a child and an adult. He opens the door. Cut to interior. Boy's room. Continuous. Inside. Levante finds Mike, 10, alone, amidst an assortment of toys, bunk beds, and two piles of dirty clothes.
My brother Mike, he had just turned 5 when I got locked up. Damn, I don't even know how to start.
Levante steps in the room.
Hey, big head boy, you're not gonna say what's up to your brother?
Barely acknowledging him, Mike continues to position his action figures. Levante sits on the bunk bed beside Mike. Levante turns his attention to Mike's toy.
Who is that? Hero Man or somebody?
Yes.
What? For real? Damn. I was just bullshitting.
Levante picks up the action figure to examine it. It is the standard white male in a cape.
Stupid ass name. What does he do?
He protects us.
From what?
Levante! Somebody's at the door.
I said go get him. I can yell my damn son.
Levante awkwardly rubs Mike's head.
I love you, man.
Mike doesn't respond. Levante leaves the room. Cut to interior Yvette's house. Front room continuous. Levante heads to the door.
Levante. I don't want nobody coming around my house, understand?
Here we go. Alright.
You're not gonna eat?
Nah, don't worry about it. I'm gonna pick me something up.
Levante starts out the door, but is prompted.
Levante, your family is in here.
Damn, she already starting this shit.
He takes a short survey. Yvette standing before him, Malik sitting on the couch, and Mike emerging from the back room.
I got family out there too. Hi, bet.
He exits. Cut to exterior, Yvette's house, continuous. Levante makes his way to the curb, where he is enthusiastically greeted by James Maddox, 24.
James, my nigga, my family. We've been boys since before I can remember. The only nigga I trust.
They embrace.
How I feel to be out?
Feels like I need some pussy.
I already know, man. I got some bad ones lined up. They gonna meet us tonight. First, though, come chill with the fam.
They get in the car and drive off.
Celestial representatives, commonly referred to as cell reps, officially appeared on Earth approximately 1 year preceding, but unofficially through various private entities. World governments have been documenting and co-opting the resulting extraordinary abilities of these individuals for years. In any case, only speculation reigns. How and why have objects once thought lifeless linked themselves to beings on Earth?
Cut to exterior, James Carr, day, riding.
Niggas gonna flip when they see you. The bun is back? We was young niggas running these streets. Motherfuckers need to know we gonna restore law and order. Ain't gonna be no more violating courts and fucking with nobody's family. Niggas was wilding when you was gone. Had to stop a couple shooters from banging around your aunt's crib. Your little brother and cousin was outside, bruh.
Damn, appreciate that. My little brother's like, who man gonna protect us?
Aw, hell no. That white boy ain't coming to MDOT streets to say no niggas.
Even if the nigga was real. Shit.
Nah, that nigga real.
What? Nigga, shut your dumb ass up.
Oh, God. Y'all niggas didn't get the news and lock up? Search Hero Man on my phone. Man, white boys fly now. Ain't that about a bitch?
Just what the fuck we need.
Levante watches some videos.
This shit is real?
That shit is real. Niggas showed up last year saving motherfuckers from burning buildings like a comic book character. This shit was world news. How the fuck? They didn't let y'all see no TV?
They did, but I thought that shit was a movie or some shit.
Nah, bruh. Real life. That ass is real life, too.
James points out the window at the rear end of Katrina Sharp, 24, as she presses a standing flyer into the ground. Insert, standing flyer, Katrina Sharp for City Council. Next to her, helping out, Levante crosses eyes with Vanessa Isis Parks.
Damn.
20.
Who the fuck is that, though?
A brother's a flying fag, too. Like that white boy Hero Man.
What? Who? Katrina's? Nathan can fly?
Shit. That nigga a fairy. Fairies fly, right?
Dissolve to exterior trap house. Night. Levante and James pull up and greet a couple of guys, Walter and Marcus, 20s, outside as they arrive at a small gathering.
This is the rest of my family. And my home didn't feel like a home.
Divine, what up, nigga?
That 5 you owe me, nigga. You thought I forgot?
Nah, I got you. Maybe you can buy some tighter pants.
The four guys laugh as James and Levante enter. Cut to interior trap house. Continuous. Several people inside, including Craig, 22, are happy to see the couple and their bags of fast food they have in tow. Blunts are being passed about, one of which ends up in Levante's hand on his way to take a seat.
What took y'all niggas so long?
This nigga, he was like, let's go strip, what's his name? Hold my peace. We go to the Claiborne home, and that nigga tried to run. Oh, sissy ass. So, we corner his ass. James is like, remember this nigga? He pissed whip your pappy when he was 14. Took his money. I showed brother stick, and it was a wrap.
This nigga got so scared. This nigga pissed his pants. That shit was running towards me. I had to step back. I started not to take his shit.
He ain't finished, though.
Y'all niggas evil.
Nah, that nigga talk. He gonna let everybody know the bun is back. Tighten your shit up.
Yeah, but now Barker's gonna know we out there in his quad.
Barker? Who the fuck is Barker?
You didn't run into him? Man, I could have sworn y'all niggas was locked up together.
Big black diesel motherfucker?
Yeah, got a tattoo of a wolf or some shit on his arm.
Ah, yeah. I know that nigga. Laid his ass out right before I left lockup.
The room goes silent.
Laid his ass out?
Probably broke a couple ribs. Wouldn't get me if he had a concussion.
You get Barker a concussion?
I don't know, nigga. I ain't no doctor.
Everyone stares in awe. Levante notices all the blank stares.
What the fuck wrong with y'all niggas?
Barker's the third man. Third nigga. Leader of the third.
Levante looks confused.
It always got me. Why they call that nigga the third? If he the lead, nigga.
Only he laughs.
Damn, he got y'all niggas shook.
You that stupid?
The fuck you say?
Levante stands.
Nigga, you just started a war.
Just then, bullets ring out, shattering windows, piercing walls, and busting up the already unkept furniture. The women in the room scream as sparks fly from the punctured stairwell and drywall debris falls on their heads. The automatic weapon gunfire from a vehicle has everyone hugging the floor before it abruptly stops and the vehicle screeches away. James peeps out the window.
Fuck, Walter!
He runs outside. An infuriated Craig stares angrily at Levante. Cut to black. The Sun on Earth, Season 1. Episode 1, The Vaughn. This episode featured music from Rari Rel.
When she calling me pirate, she somebody. I'm sorry, not sorry for the night of the party.
Get your weed and some leaves and a light up, lit light up.
Narration by Robert Rose.
Direction and sound design by Zarkus M. Jones.
Levante Carter by Chavon Johnson.
James Maddox and Barker by Darius Fry.
Yvette Johnson by Hiawatha L. Jackson.
Malik Johnson by Roger Moore.
Craig Curtis by Desmond Tono Maipa.
Terrence and Walter by Drakea Ba.
Correctional Officers by Ethan Horton.
Kronos by Trey Thorne. The Sun on Earth is a 100% listener-funded indie-made production.
Powered by a Ficron. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at the Sun on Earth _. Thanks for listening.